Well, Lent is almost upon us. Appreciate our opening, our entrance hymn with lots and lots of alleluias in it. Did you notice that? We got to get our alleluias out of the system. And I hope that you've been taking time to think about how to use this season of Lent to grow in your spiritual life, beyond, you know, maybe sort of the perfunctory or routine sort of I'll give up X, whatever it is, your sort of routine kind of thing. And really think about how to use this season as a time of real conversion, of transformation in Christ, how to grow in discipleship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the readings today, I think, help us a lot by pointing one of the things, if we're to be able to see spiritual growth, is through, did you notice how many, in the readings today, how many references there were to fruit, to the bearing fruit? Last weekend, we celebrated in the afternoon the Sacrament of Confirmation. Bishop Spalding conferred the Sacrament of Confirmation on almost 125 young people from our parish. And we think of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but they're also, do you remember studying about the fruits of the Holy Spirit? You know, I think sometimes we get these words in our mind, oh, gifts of the Holy Spirit, fruits of the Holy Spirit, corporate works of mercy, spiritual works of mercy, this, that, the, all these different things, and don't really stop and think about the significance of the word, because that word fruit is very important, as it is in these readings. What is fruit? What is fruit? Well, fruit for a tree is how you're able to tell what kind of tree it is and if it's a good tree or not. What kind of fruit is it bearing? And the Lord, you know, gives this own use of that example too. He said, you know, if you're not bearing fruit, we're going to you need to chop it down and throw it in the fire. It's using up the soil uselessly. And so our lives are supposed to bear Holy Spirit fruits. If we're living in the Holy Spirit, then we should be bearing Holy Spirit fruits. And it's interesting. The fruits of the Holy Spirit, it's not just one. It'd be like a tree that has 12 different fruits on it. Or maybe it's like the fruit of the month or something like that, you know, or something like that. This is from the Catechism. The tradition of the church lists 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. I think one of the really remarkable things about this list is how ordinary they are. It doesn't say the fruits of the Holy Spirit are being able to levitate, bilocate, speak in multiple languages. You know, it doesn't say that. First and foremost, a fruit of the Holy Spirit is charity. When people encounter you, do they find the fruit of charity? That is the love of God above all things, and the love of God, the love of neighbor for the love of God. Charity is the rule of everything in the spiritual life. If it's not producing charity, throw it out the window. Chop down the tree and burn it up. Really. You know, I know you have to really be especially careful. Sometimes there's sort of people who have, get a very sort of a, about for Lent and disciplines, get this very sort of masochistic strain in them. They think, oh, to be really do something, you've got to do something hard and something like that. Someone I knew this woman one time who had given up for Lent coffee for Lent. And her, the next year, her husband and children all begged her, please don't give up coffee this year. Because it mortified them much more than it mortified her. It may have been really good for them, actually, you know. Apparently, it wasn't producing the fruit of charity. What will make you more obviously charitable, maybe especially to the people who have to encounter you a lot, like maybe your spouse, your children, your parents, the people you work with? Here's another one, a really challenging one, but very ordinary. Joy. Joy. Are you joyful? And close unto it is peace. When people encounter you, do they take away the fruit of peace? I think those two, in these days we live in, are so needed. There always are. But now. And then go on, listen to the rest of this list. Patience. Kindness. You know, we think of kindness as being such a, you know, sort of soft, mushy word, don't we think of that? Well, just try being kind all the time. It's actually hard as nails to do that. Goodness. Do people find goodness in you? She's so good. It is good to be around him. Gentleness. Can people be at their ease around you? They feel up against the wall. Faithfulness. Do you trust in God? And when things are going haywire, when it's one of those days, do you say, oh, well, you know, I trust in God. He's got this. I have faith. Or do you really try to rely on yourself? That's a scary thing. That does not bring out the best in me. Modesty. Modesty. Not putting yourself forward. Being content to maybe fade into the background a bit. Self-control. Self-control. To have self-mastery. Or do I just have to say this? I just have to react to that. I just have to push this button. Or do I have self-control? Can I do what's good for the other? Am I free to do that? That's what self-control does. It gives us freedom to serve. And chastity. Chastity. Is there a purity that people encounter in me? As I said, these things are very, very ordinary. I'm afraid unless we train up a Christian, a Holy Spirit sensitivity within ourselves, we don't even maybe necessarily value them and recognize them in others or in ourselves. But I think if we do develop and try to grow in that sensitivity, being led by the Spirit, when we recognize these things, when we encounter them in others, they truly are like a gift of refreshing fruit to us, you know? They really are light and life to us. So maybe pick out one or two of those fruits you might need to work on for this Lenten season. Because then if you grow in those fruits, it'll be good for you, but it'll be good for us. It'll be good for us. Charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity.